The deterioration in the situation in the Central African Republic is of deep concern to two United Nations special advisors. Special advisors on the prevention of genocide, Mr. Adama Dieng, and on their responsibility to protect Ms. Jennifer Welsh, called on the National Transitional Authorities to take urgent measures to protect the population against the risk of atrocity crimes and to restore the rule of law and public order. They also urged the international community to support regional initiatives by the African Union and the Economic Community of Central African States aimed at protecting the population and preventing further abuses. The two special advisors referred to the continued reports of gross human rights violations committed in different parts of the country since the Salika coalition seized power in March 2013. They have included the deliberate killing of civilians, acts of sexual violence against women and children, and the destruction and looting of property, including hospitals, schools, and churches. The special advisor stated that while the international community has yet to engage in a concerted way to prevent atrocities in the Central African Republic, there is still time to take steps to halt the escalation of this crisis and the suffering of the population. Adding, the breakdown of law and order and the apparent inability of the transitional authorities to exercise control over Salika soldiers committing atrocities could presage a deepening crisis and a return to large-scale fighting. Don Bob, United Nations.